This is Dakota Datebook for May 29th. This date in 1914 began a two-day pageant at the University of North Dakota, with UND hosting the annual meeting of the Mississippi Valley Historical Association. Students honored the convocation with their presentation of A Pageant of the Northwest at the Bankside Theater along a bend in the English Coulee. Not known for its subtlety, UND's student newspaper, The Student, remarked a week earlier, "This pageant is to be a spectacular representation of the conquest of the Northwest." Its program included a prologue and four parts. The prologue featured the spirit of prophecy. The first part featured Radisson. The second part featured LaSalle. And the third part featured Verendrye. Each of them was a prominent French explorer. The fourth part featured Lewis and Clark. It ended with Sacagawea. The 1916 Dakota Yearbook called her an embodiment of the undaunted will and friendliness of the homes of our great Northwest. From a modern perspective, this pageant's second part had an especially disturbing perspective. The paper had this summary: "Unexpected, unannounced, unseen comes Pauguk, the Indian embodiment of death, grim, stern, foreboding, waving his bat-like wings ominously over the warriors in council." The student newspaper pointed out that the pageant included real Indians. It explained, "Dr. Libby has written for some Belcourt Indians. These will be seen in their own costumes. They are Chippewa Indians and are bringing their own interpreter, Wellington Salt, with them. The names of the Indians are Sitting Chief and Little Boy." The 1916 Dakota Yearbook remarked, "A pageant of the Northwest is unique in its utilization, perhaps for the first time, of full-blooded Indians in speaking parts in a dramatization of their own history. A group of Chippewas from the Turtle Mountain Reservation was called upon to react to the scenes of their forefathers, and the music used represents probably the first utilization of original Indian music in pageantry. However, most Indian roles consisted of white people clad in Indian costume, some of them made up in red face. This included the young lady who played Sacagawea." Later that year, for UND's 1914 fall semester, Professor Libby would teach a course in the dramatization of Indian legends. Times have certainly changed. The pageant was seen as respectful back then, but it would be unthinkable today. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.